All right, so we are continuing in the Arches HaTzadikim. We're on page 55. And we lost someone already. The learning today should be as chavar as well as is for Nilan for Yaakov Yitzchak and should be for Rachel and for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we're in the middle of Shara Gaiva, and he's talking now Saif Davar. Bottom line is, call him guys. Anybody who dresses up his body, wears nice clothing, kedelis guys, in order to have gaiva, essentially you're forgetting Hashem. Baruchu, and you're not being sensitive, you're not listening, you're not being careful with the mitzvahs, and you're essentially not following after good deeds. Basically, you're only going to be focused on yourself. You're going to be so preoccupied that you're literally going to forget Hashem. And even someone who's not a Baal Gaiva has to work on himself to remember Hashem. Certainly someone that's wrapped up in himself certainly going to come to forget Hashem. He says, this person who's running after himself, to adorn a body that is going to wither away. It's only temporary. That one day is going to be full of worms, the taleya, and maggots. The someone who adorns his body, who carved the zima, is very close to the zima because when the Yetzirah sees someone concentrating on his clothing and his physical appearance, he's going to capture the person and schlep them into lust and into vanity and into things that are going to lead to Averis of Znos. Ki Yisrael lifnei nashim. So he says why it's going to happen. Because he's going to cause women to look at him, Lisa chen beineim, to find favor in their eyes. He'll hang out with them, and then you'll start to laugh with them, be lightheaded with them, and eventually come to sin with them. And he says, Vegama isha, he says, a woman as well, who dresses herself up in front of men, she lights a fire in their heart, and causes herhurim to enter their heart. And this is a great punishment for this. That she is creating such a stumbling block for many people. He says, Chazal even said that if you don't even see the woman, but you see her clothing, that alone you're not allowed to stare at the clothing, you're not allowed to gaze at the clothing of a woman that's drying in the yard, even if she's not in them. I feel them, even if she's not wearing them. Now, obviously, this only applies to a woman that you know whose clothing it is. If you stop and see a dress in the window in Macy's, that's not what we're talking about here. Again, assuming it's a proper dress and it doesn't create herurim, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where you know who it belongs to. Kol Shekain, certainly she is Isser Gadol Yosef Einish Gadol. How much more so is there a great punishment for a woman who dresses up so that people will look at her? And this is a two-way street, meaning the man has no heter to look, but the woman also is not allowed to create a nichshol for the men to look. And furthermore, he says, Gaiva brings a person to taiva. He says, someone who is haughty has a very wide, expansive heart, and he desires many things because he feels that he's deserving of so much, and so he becomes envious and he lusts after a lot of things. Says taiva is one of the worst of all midos. We see how taiva literally makes a person make terrible decisions. That when a person's thinking clearly, you understand the foolishness of the decisions. How many homes are Nebuch shattered? I'm not talking about the Jewish world, in the world in general. How many homes are shattered because people have taiva and they don't stop and think of the ramifications of their actions? But that's what taiva is. It lights a fire and it takes away seichel. He says, someone who desires because of his gaiva is going to want to wear fancy clothing, build a huge mansion, and eat fancy foods. Someone who is a Baal Gaiva desires very expensive things. Maybe he won't afford it. He'll come to steal it again, all because of the taiva to be able to afford it. He's always going to be desirous, and he's not going to be happy with whatever he has. It's going to be small in his eyes what he has, because of the many expenses that his taiva and his gaiva demands. Furthermore, gaiva causes shloye, that he won't be patient, lizbol, to be patient with people. They ain't savak. Says, I don't have to go into any lengths to explain to you the evils of someone who doesn't have patience. Everybody's aware of it. And he brings down here on the bottom, so I realize that the perish here on the bottom, Rabbi Yachnis, is called the Oitzel Chaim. So in the Oitzel Chaim, he writes at the bottom that we are in a one of the chasroinos of our generation is that we don't no longer have savlanos because we are such an instant society where technology has made it that so many things happen instantaneously, whether it's email, phone calls, even something like getting results back from a doctor almost instantaneously. Getting you walk around, you have the what's it called? You have your heartbeat monitor on your hand. You have a never someone with diabetes has a monitor it carries with them. It's not like the old days. So everything is instant, and whenever we have to wait for something, it's considered a great inconvenience. We don't like waiting for things, and so we get frustrated because of it. And so that's what he's talking about, this idea that Gaib is going to bring, that a person's not going to be able to sit and he's not going to have patience for people because he's going to say, I shouldn't have to wait for you. That's the idea. Why am I waiting for you? You're lower than me. Why are you causing me to have to wait? And you get frustrated.